Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has filed suit against the Pennsylvania State Police after it came to light that the state police have a slightly lower pass rate for women on their physical fitness test. 94% of men passed the test, and only 71% of women passed. The feminists obviously demanded this lawsuit. According to their ideology, if women can't do as well as men on a fitness test for a job, it must be discrimination, and the test must be discarded for everyone. Now, it seems that the feminists want Pennsylvania to ignore the fact that the job of a state trooper includes difficult and dangerous physical challenges that can require real physical strength and endurance beyond the capabilities of many women. Just last year, a Pennsylvania state trooper helped catch a suspect escaping in a tractor trailer by hanging on to the truck's grab bar with one hand while it continued to drive down the highway. The suspect then crashed the truck and had to be pursued on foot as he fled into the woods. It's obvious that a man's physical skills were very useful. The Pennsylvania State Police employ more than 4,600 workers today, many of whom presumably passed this fitness test. But the Obama lawsuit is demanding that the test must no longer be used because there might have been 45 additional women on the workforce if this test had not been used. Even when the test was made simpler, the men's passing rate rose 4%, but the women's only rose 1%. No one has yet devised a physical fitness test on which women as a group perform as well as men. The only way to eliminate that gap is to eliminate testing altogether. The fact that a few more men pass the Pennsylvania State Police fitness test than women is simply not acceptable to feminist ideology.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case. And for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at HempUSA.org.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spread, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Monday. And I do believe, what's the date today? Nobody fixed my atomic clock yet. 15th. 15 December 2014. I'd be lost without my old atomic clock on the wall. By the way, before we get rolling here, Barbara and Richard down in Lake Worth, Florida, were nice. They sent a $30 donation to the network along with a pound of coffee. And I'm generally not a flavored coffee nut, but man, this stuff is good. If you're listening to the show today, guys, thank you so much. I'm actually drinking it right now. Ron McDonald, is this Monday already?
This is Monday already, but you can't go any further by not revealing what type of coffee or what flavor coffee you're drinking.
Do me a favor, go grab the bag. I actually, what I usually drink is, it's a blend of coffee that comes from Georgetown, Texas. And one day I walked into a restaurant and I remarked, I looked at the waitress, I said, man, this is good coffee. And she said, I said, what kind is this? And they said, oh, well, it's blended for us. And I figured, oh, it came from elsewhere, you know, China or something. I don't know. Yeah. And no, it's brewed or it's roasted right here in town. That stuff got me hooked. I've been drinking that stuff whole bean. I got one of these coffee makers that grind up the, and it's really fresh. Yeah. And but I'm not a flavored. Somebody offers me flavoring for a coffee, you know, like the cream or whatever, I turn it down, and I'd never buy it. But this stuff, okay, here we go. I'm not getting compensated by Einstein Brothers Bagel Company. It's called Cinnamon Winter Blend.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's got vanilla in it, and cinnamon, and a little touch of nutmeg, and it is fantastic. So, guys, Barbara and Richard, thank you.
Now, are you a sugar and creamer?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. People, diehard coffee fans will tell you, oh, I'm not going to adulterate my... No. Now, years ago, I managed restaurants. Anything from a greasy spoon to a five-star with table-side flambé cherry stuff, you know. That would serve 200-year Napoleon brandy, you know. Mm. And I'll tell you what, it has always held true for me. I don't give a damn if you walk into a restaurant and a greasy spoon to have breakfast, or you go to a five-star restaurant. The one thing that you never, ever, ever, ever want to do is give somebody a bad cup of coffee.
Yeah.
You don't ever, because it can ruin a $300 meal, or it could ruin a $1.298 breakfast. And people just, I mean, McDonald's used to have good coffee. Sorry, McDonald's, don't sue me, but I know you've changed your suppliers. It's not what it used to be. And even the Dunkin' Donuts people, there were two places at least commercially available, just about any place USA you could count on getting a decent cup of coffee. And that was McDonald's and the donut place, but not anymore.
Nah.
Everybody's going cheap.
Now, do you ever spike your coffee?
And how do you mean that?
Well, my dad spiked his coffee every morning.
No. As a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, I was eating a pizza, and I had a couple of beers in the refrigerator that were there long enough, the damn things were almost flat.
Wow.
You know, I used to drink beer, and it's lost its appeal to me. I mean, because let's face it, you know, why do people drink? Well, to get that little buzz on. Well, most people go beyond that little buzz, and they go straight into drunkenness of whatever degree. You know, otherwise, we'd all be drinking beverages that tasted like beer, but didn't have the alcohol in it. I mean, it's for the buzz. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Jeez. So anyhow, what's up with you?
Nothing much. We survived a potential flood up here. That's a plus.
Well, and you guys out there were getting how many inches recorded?
We got 10 inches in my hometown.
Whoa.
No, not my hometown, but where I live.
Whoa. That's a lot of water.
In 2 days, yeah.
Well, where did it all go?
It went down south, I guess. It was there's a city up here, a very plush city, affluent city, Healdsburg. It got flooded.
Well,
with all the rich people.
Drown, you lousy 1%er rats, you. Drown.
So it went where it was supposed to go. Let's put it that way.
Okay. By the way, on some money issues, I was talking to somebody today, and I'm going to have to do some further research. I was talking to you about this during the show, and I didn't write down an acronym for what the guy was telling me, but it was the way the banks revalued property. Now, generally speaking, properties out there, it was what the market would bear. That's why you had assessments on houses and property and commercial buildings and whatever else, you know, to find a market price.
Yeah.
Well, evidently, something 109, if any listener out there knows what I'm talking about, please call in so I can know what I'm talking about. But this was they did this back in 09 on the revaluation of properties. And it's now whatever the bank says that it's worth. So, I've got a sneaking suspicion here. What they did, property values of 09, whatever they were, give it a dollar, assign a dollar amount to it. I think to help their books out, they may have revalued all the property, and now it's worth whatever they say that it's worth.
So you're saying they inflate it to make themselves look good?
Well, to forestall the collapse.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's still a trend of foreclosures going on all over the place. It's just not pushed into the media anymore.
Well, when was the last time in California you heard the news story that there was 75,000 foreclosures in Detroit? Did that make the news out there?
No, it did not.
I'm shocked.
But I looked behind the scenes. I saw in our state there was a time that they had 25,000 homes a day going into foreclosure, but it never made the news.
Well, what's the old saying? No news is good news?
Well, it depends on which side of the no news you're on.
Well, you're on the snooze no news side.
Yes.
When you don't want people to know, go back to sleep. Everything is just fine. We're from the government and here to help. Oh, by the way, did you hear unemployment was at 5.9%? See, you can go back to sleep now. Yeah.
Well, I do know that my niece, her house went into foreclosure, and they lived in that house for 3 years after. The banks just had too many homes.
Or they couldn't figure out who the mortgage holder was.
Yes.
All right, we're coming up on break here. We'll open up the phones. What the heck? I've been away from kind of weird circumstance. I'll tell you a little bit about that later, but 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real. Something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible. Just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. By the way, I want to welcome aboard another radio station, KLOE AM in Goodland, Texas, 7:30 AM. Welcome aboard, guys. Glad to have you. Speaking of Kansas, Governor Sam Brownback. Back in July, well, this is nice, he announced the development of the U.S. National Soccer Training Complex during a news conference. And, of course, we know that he's a former U.S. senator. Is that a come-down, being a U.S. senator, being governor, or is it governor being a senator? I forget which. But at any rate, you know, everything was all ducky and dandy, I guess, back in 2014. There's one problem, though. In 2012, the governor, the good gov, signed a bill that was cited as being a landmark bill that delivered big tax cuts to high-income earners and businesses. Less than 2 years after the tax cut, the state's income tax revenues plummeted by $250 million. Gee, I wonder why that happened. Oh, the unemployment rate's only 5.9%. Oh. Now, he's pushing to use money for public employees' pensions instead to cover the state's ensuing budget shortfalls. His proposal slashed the state's required pension contribution by $40 million to balance the state budget. But Kansas already has one of the worst funded pension systems in the nation. And the state was also recently sanctioned by the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, for not accurately disclosing the shortfalls.
Wow.
Now, has anybody noticed that the unemployment rate is not 5.9% as prescribed? We have. And the figure was thrown around, and it is true, that there's over 50 million Americans on food stamps. But there is over 100 million, one-third of the population, that is on some government assistance of some sort from the United States government. Now, go figure. How can we be at 5.8, 5.9% unemployment? Look at all that money that's being paid into So-So Security and FICA and all that other good stuff. You know, didn't they just pass over a $1 trillion budget in Washington, D.C.? And I know the IRS didn't collect over $1 trillion last year. So where is that money going to come from? You want to hazard any guess on that, Ron McDonald, the man that authored the book They Own It All, including you, by way of toxic currency?
Yeah, well, one of the things I notice, it's off your question, but whenever I go out to the big town, Santa Rosa, the freeways are loaded with people during the day, and I'm saying, who's not working here? It seems to be that we're being bedouzled, or whatever you want to say it, that the people are working, but there really isn't probably very many people working in the United States. They're all getting paid by government issue things. Now, what was that question again?
The question was, I forgot now. See,
okay,
you should.
Where's this money coming from?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
that's the ticket.
Well, I think it's a printing press.
Oh,
that's my guess.
Oh, so the government doesn't have the cash, so it's kind of printing it.
Oh, I would assume so. That's what I do. Don't you?
let me tell you something. If you and I start printing our money, our own money, the Secret Service would send a dynamic entry team in after us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But as long as it's sanctioned by the government, you know, today, I've always said this, folks, I never pass up the opportunity to talk to an inquisitive person. And you always know who the inquisitive person is because they might ask you a question. Or they may give you enough information that you know that they're paying attention, or at least they're seeking answers. They got a lot of questions. And I had this conversation with this man today that he's in computers, big. And he was worked for a chip company down here in Central Texas that will go nameless. I think they're probably out of business by now. Or either that or in China. Who knows? At any rate, he says, you know, he said, I saw the Great Depression happen in 08. And I'm just sitting there and I'm listening to this guy. And I said, you know, why don't more people? And he never listened to, you know, talk radio per se. And I said, what do you think is going on? And he told me, and he had pretty much accurate. He was pretty accurate in his assessment. He's a pretty sharp guy. And I asked him, I said, since the banking collapse of 08, did you ever hear a figure? Oh, he goes, oh, I would imagine it's, you know, in the trillions. And I said, well, I said, hazard a guess. I said, I won't hold you to it. And he said, well, probably 20, 30 trillion. I just looked at him and smiled. And I said, I got this from a J.P. Morgan bank manager. I'm still strung out from the road, folks. Sorry about that. But I said, I confirmed this with he was down here in Austin to try to help straighten out the banks down here, the Chase banks. And I said, I told him, my sources told me between 1 and 1.4 quadrillion. And he looked at me, and I said, do you know how much that is? He goes, yeah, trillions of, yeah. He says, a quadrillion's 1,000 trillion. I go, yeah. I said, you're right. I said, now let me ask you another question. How do you retire that kind of debt with more debt? And he said, what do you mean? I said, the currency is a debt-based currency. He goes, oh, I see where you're going. He says, well, you can't. He says, that's why I'm looking for a place to move my family. He says the next one's coming, and when it does, he says, it's going to make the Great Depression look like a warm-up. So I said, so why do you think people are... He says, look. He says, the people aren't aware of what's going on. And he says, and until it starts smacking the middle class and the upper middle class real, real hard, he says, as long as they have their flat panel television set, and as long as they have, you know, whatever, their little creature comfort, they're not going to get real excited. But when they can't pay their cable bill, that's when they'll start to come unglued. So, you know, they don't know enough. The whole bottom line to this whole thing is the people don't know enough to be concerned or to be worried. And that's why we are here. Tom in Philadelphia. Hello, Tom in Philly.
Hey, welcome back there, traveler.
Thank you. Yeah, good 2,000-mile road trip. It'll clean your pipes out, so to speak.
Hey, I know all about that.
Yes, you do.
Hello, Ron.
Hi, how you doing, Tom?
All right, you guys are on a good subject because it's exactly what I wanted to call about. Have you ever heard of this CAFR report? The
Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
Yeah, by Walter Burian.
Yes.
You know anything about that, Ron?
No, just what I'm told. You mean the hidden money in the states?
Yeah, there's not only the states, but the federal government, the locals, the towns, the townships, everybody's.
Yeah, I don't know that much about it, and I had no reason to research it. I wouldn't doubt if they have a hidden stash of worthless Federal Reserve notes.
No, that's not what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly these government entities have investments all over the world, and they're crying poverty out one door, and they're bringing in all this money from another door. And is this why they're moving all these assets overseas? They've lowered the price of gold so that they can buy up the gold overseas and store it over there.
Hold on 1 second, Tom. I hear some bumper music.
Okay, buddy.
And somebody's adjusting my atomic clock. That's why I didn't see it on the wall, and I didn't know the break was coming. We'll be back in 3.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away, and I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
Like, I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
All right, we are back. You were saying, Tom.
Well, I'm just curious about where all this, if this is for real. I heard about this guy maybe a year ago, and I think I just forgot about it. Never, but then I heard it again on another show, and I'm going like, if this is true, then no wonder they don't. No wonder they're not doing anything about it. In fact, Walter says that their aim is to destroy the dollar. They do not want the dollar to be the world reserve currency anymore, because then they'll have more freedom to manipulate things. I don't know. If you guys have never talked to him or heard him or anything, then I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I've interviewed Walter Burian several times. It's been years since I have. But, yeah.
I'm just trying to make heads or tails out of all this like everybody else, trying to figure out, you know, what they're
The only problem is, Tom, you have to be more current, because that was a couple of years ago and my memory has failed.
this was just yesterday when I listened to this over the weekend.
Oh, okay. Well,
so but he's got a website, CAFR1, CAFR1.com. If you get a chance, you take a look at it and try to make heads or tails out. Maybe Ron will have more luck, since he's the financial wizard there.
Yeah, it is worth looking into, because the states, they have their own budgets, and they all put out, and it used to be public, and you could get it readily. And you could get the comprehensive annual financial report. That's for, you know, that's for each state. What the financial condition is, what the corporation, and still to this day, a lot of people don't even know that their state has been corporatized. But it's kind of their balance sheet of what they've got in the coffers, what they own. You know, and I've always kiddingly asked people, you know, when you get taxed and you live in any community USA, and they put up a community rec center, say, and they pass a bond or they just hike your property taxes, so the good people that run your city or your small corporation, you know, they got more stuff to offer. They want people to move in and buy their houses and shop their businesses. So, you know, we have these amenities like public swimming pools and this, that, and the other. Well, who actually owns it? You got the bill for it. The city built it. You got the bill for it. But when you leave the city, do you get a check when you leave? Oh, well, thank you very much for your investment in our city. Okay, you're leaving, so, okay, here's your money back.
Right.
Yeah, and so who owns that? Well, you take that on a larger scale of the state and what their assets are and what they physically and actually hold. They're richer than you can believe.
Yeah, he says that a lot of these states, you know, even your local and state governments are corporations too, not just, those county, townships. A lot of these places have incorporated to give them immunity and things like that from lawsuits and whatnot.
How's the state supposed to do business with the federal government if they're not on the same footing and they're not using the same language?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he says that when they bring up a bond or something like that, that the state or whatever entity that is putting out the bond is actually funding it through the back door, and then they're getting the interest on the bond, and it's coming right back around again. It's like taking it out of one pocket, put it in the other.
Yeah, but it's not my pocket, and it's not your pocket.
Next time you talk to Ron Paul or Rand Paul, ask him about the CAFR. He says that no one in Congress, no one in the government will talk about it. They'll deny that it exists, and they'll feign ignorance.
Mm. Yeah, well, of course they will, because they don't want anybody to know. You know,
What about Ron Paul? He's supposed to be on our side.
Well, I don't know. What did you mention about Ron Paul? What's wrong with Ron Paul?
He said that even Ron Paul wouldn't acknowledge that the CAFR exists.
Well, I don't know. That second part, I'd have to ask Mr. Yeah. Buehring about that right on air, because there wasn't a whole lot of things that Ron Paul ducked.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever talk to Ron Paul again, add that to the little checklist of things to ask him.
There you go. I will. Thanks, Tom.
All right, have a good one.
I appreciate it.
Glad you're back.
All right. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hey there, John. Hey, Ron. Now, I'm just trying to find an answer to this. Maybe you have the answer, but I'm just trying to figure out, when it comes down to Germany's gold being held by our U.S. Federal Reserve in New York and in Paris, is this a common practice where countries just say, you know, hey, would you take this gold and hold it for us? I mean, what kind of relationship? I mean, you have to have some heck of a trust in somebody to say, hey, take my gold and hold it. And when I need it back, give it back to me.
Yeah. It's a good question, which I don't know the answer. I don't know, but I will say this, Steve. I don't think countries are looking to place their gold in our vaults anymore, because we won't even tell Germany how much gold is there.
Well, supposedly, it says here on the Internet, one of my sources says that Germany has stored in between New York and Paris 674 metric tons. So far, the government has returned only 69 tons to Frankfurt and said that in the next 7 years they'll comply with their order, but it'll take 7 years to get the rest of it back to you.
Yeah, and you know who would be better to ask that question, because he's researched it out, and that would be Clint Richardson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll throw that by him.
All right.
Yeah, I've also thought about, you know, when somebody's holding that kind of return gold, you know, when they were looking for their coalition to go to war, I mean, strong-arming, saying, hey, we've got your gold, don't forget that, you know. I mean, how much of that goes on to get what they want because they're holding somebody else's gold and they need their coalition to go to war?
Well, and I'm
heart-twisting there.
Yeah, well, Steve, I'm still wondering, rumor has it that China is totally walking away from the dollar. But they're also holding, I don't know, $2-3 trillion in our funny money bonds from the Treasury Department. And they know damn right well that those will not be made good. And my question is why are they not knocking on Uncle Sammy's door wanting their money? You know, has a deal been made that, well, hey, we'll allow you to come in here and invest and buy property. Oh, that's right, it's already going on. We have Chinese cities literally popping up in this country all over the place. Oh. So they're given preferential treatment. But here again, you know, look at what we've done. Look what we have done with China. We gave them carte blanche to come in here and do kind of like a corporate raid, but it was an inducement. Hey, come to China. You know, set up your manufacturing here. Oh, hey, guess what? You can come over here and use our slave labor and take your products and send them back to your country. Well, how did that, exactly did that help us? Well, the bottom line, it hasn't. It has helped the corporations that have done that. It has fattened their bottom line. But what it has also done, and this is what doesn't hit a lot of people's radar, for these U.S. companies that are making like products, they cannot compete against that. They're driving them right out of business. So the,
you know, I think the relationship between China and the United States is very similar to the relationship like Vegas would have with Donald Trump. They don't want him to fail because he brings in money.
Yeah.
But at some point when he doesn't bring in any money, they'll cut loose of him, and that relationship is over. They'll let him go under. And probably the same situation is like we have with China right now. They're looking at us as far as consumerism of how much we buy, how much other goods. And at some point where unemployment reaches an epic high and people can't buy anymore, well, guess what? They won't get paid the interest owed on the loans that we have with them. And they'll realize they'll cut their losses. They'll cut their losses and say, well, you can't consume anymore. You don't buy anymore. You can't pay your interest back on the loans. They simply find another market for their goods, and they pull away completely from the dollar, and it's over.
Yeah, well, it is over. The fat lady, can't you hear? She's singing right now. Let me turn up the volume. It is over. It is over. And I'm waiting for that other proverbial shoe that has already been dropped. It's in midair. I'm still waiting for the sound.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Steve. Speaking of Germany... Oh, gosh. You know, we saw this coming. This is why everybody got all up in arms. Gee, I just made a joke about guns and registries and all that other stuff. And then we sat around and watched countries like Canada and United Kingdom and Australia. And they're trying to do the same thing here. And we've been, the guys across the pond have told us, look, don't let them get your guns. They lied to us. This is what they've done to us. Well, guess what Germany is doing, Ron?
Yes, I saw that.
Continuing a dubious record as a champion of freedom in Europe, the German government plans to launch its complete registry of legal gun owners at the beginning of next year, 2 years ahead of the deadline set by the European Union, according to the German website. Now, after all, under new European Union laws, all member countries are obliged to compile a centralized registry. Meanwhile, Cecilia Malmström, the European Commissioner for Home Affairs, sounds suspiciously like our Homeland Security, leaving to other bureaucrats the tiresome business of preventing the economic collapse of Western Europe, found time instead to muse about the harm caused by firearms and the need for the UN Arms Trade Treaty. A little bit more on this on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now. You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life. Really? I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow, why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We are back, finishing this up, in what could have amounted to an explanation of Germany's actions. Malmstrom noted that the EU directive from 1991 on the possession, sale, and transfers of weapons now requires all member states by 2014 to create a database on owners and transfers of legal firearms within the European Union. And of course, not satisfied with restricting the rights of Germans, she added, "We must continue global efforts as well. The EU is strongly committed to regulating the international weapons trade, and we fully support the successful conclusion of negotiations on arms trade treaty at the UN. And that conference on March 18 through the 28th on 2013, the year 2013. Well, you know, if you want arms trafficking curtailed, go knock on the Pentagon's door. Go ask the CIA. They're the ones that funded Al-Qaeda. They're the ones that created them in Afghanistan. Go ask them about Al-Qaeda. Go ask them about ISIL or ISA or whatever the hell they're calling it now, where they're actually, you know, Ambassador Stevens here. You know, that's right, in Benghazi. Ask them why Stevens was offed. Because he was transferring arms from to the Syrians. Oh, by the way, evidently, Ron, the CIA is getting a little skittish here. They're cutting off funding for the anti-Syrian rebels, which says that they were directly funding them.
That is precisely what it's saying.
Yes.
You know, I've never quite figured it out. When you look at the population of the United States and how many gun owners there are and how many absolutely commit crimes with guns, it seems that the ones that committing crimes are insignificant to the numbers that are out there of gun owners. So why would you ban guns from the entire population when only a few are doing the crimes?
Well, in this country, cops kill more people than terrorists do.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I'm kind of questioning that. But, you know, they keep asking for gun control. Gun control. Okay, we need to register. We need to track and make sure the criminals don't get firearms. I'm sorry, did the inner-city ghetto gangs, did they actually walk into a gun store and did they fill out paperwork for a gun? These are where all the gun deaths are coming from. Check the check Atlanta, check Cleveland, check Chicago, check L.A. This is the gun violence is coming from people that, yes, they shouldn't have guns because, well, they're little murderers and killers and drug dealers, but they're willing to use that as a format as to try to convince other people to give up their firearms. And, you know, to be honest with you, that's exactly what I want to do. When I know that there's gang members roving around in my neighborhood, yeah, I want to give up my gun. Because what do criminals do? That's why they're criminals. They break laws. And do you think that they're going to use a registered firearm to do so? I don't think so.
Yeah, and we could see the writing on the wall, the complete collapse of society. Do you want to have a gun at that point or not?
Well, ask those Chinese business owners out in L.A. when they were standing on the rooftops, the cops wouldn't go into those neighborhoods. They just let it burn. Yeah, ask the Koreans out there if it would have been a good idea to be gunless when the criminals were robbing and busting windows and looting and robbing and bashing people in the head with bricks. Yeah, ask them if that would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, let's talk about quit bringing in illegal aliens in this country with criminal records. Let's talk about what the inner cities have done. You know, this whole diatribe, you know, that's come out of Ferguson, Missouri, you know, about, it's the police. Now, I'm not going to argue for one moment about the police and violence against individuals. Because the cops are told that your number one priority is not protecting the individuals out in the streets. It's for your own safety. So if you feel threatened, hey, buddy, fire away.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be a baton or a taser. Now it's buckshot up your butt. Jerry in Chicago, speaking about... Hey, Jerry, how's the murder rate in Chicago lately?
You know, I got to be honest with you. I haven't checked on the murder rate. I really don't have any volume on my TV anymore, so I can't watch any of the news. Not that there's any news involved in it. But
okay.
Thank you both for taking my call. I got one or three things to say, basically. Your MP3 stream is down, and the other one is if you guys get the opportunity in the archives, listen to Clint Richardson Friday night, hour 1 and 2. I got this when I was listening to Farron Schoff show. Another caller called in and mentioned it, and I went to it, and actually I watched it, or listened to it 3 times. It is that good. got to get my notebook out and take notes. And the other thing, too, is something about...
Wait a minute. Jerry, back up a second. The MP3 streams are not down.
I keep hearing commercials the whole time.
Are you listening to the archive?
No, I was listening to, I tuned into MP3 since you mentioned that a couple weeks ago. I've been listening on that rather than listen live and pull up the little box and push the play.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, we'll check it out here, but you're the first one that said anything about it.
Oh, okay. All right, well, this has been going on since the start of Jack Blood Show. It was nothing but commercial the whole time.
And we don't have computers that will fire that like that. There's no way that we have Simian programming, and there's no way that they'd fire wall-to-wall commercials. They can't possibly do it.
Oh, All right. Well, hey, my computer is almost 3 years old, and it's been dropped one or two times. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah, I was dropped in my head as a baby. That's why I became a talk show host.
Okay. And going back to Ferguson, you know, I found another website. Another caller called in, actually. And
by the way, Jerry, we have an update. The MP3 is playing just fine. It's your computer.
Okay, then I'll buy that.
Okay. I'll buy that all for right. $1.
Well, I only pay a few dollars for this computer, but it's got me almost 3 years now. So, but hey, going back to Ferguson, JimStone.com or JimStoneFreelance.com, he did a real impressive article, and he happened to notice something about the properties that were burned. And then he went back about 2 years, and he said that they were planning on trying to buy out those properties to build a big strip mall. I don't know if you heard anything about that.
Yeah, it's funny. When I went out to Phoenix, I went out there and sat down and had actually the first time I'd physically met Dave Hodges. And I went out there at Erskine's house, and I was there, and Michael Herzog was there. And we had the planning and strategy meeting, but Dave Hodges brought that up.
Okay, I might have heard Dave Hodges on John Moore's Blog Talk Radio this morning mention it.
Okay, Mr. Moore's on Blog Talk. Oh, that's right. Yeah, we all are. I never pay too much attention to that because being a network owner, I don't pay that much attention to Blog Talk.
Okay, well, you know, I only started tuning in back to Blog Talk only because John had a show an hour after his morning show on RBN. So, and he usually have Dave Hodges on for Monday morning, and Dave Hodges has been having some outrageous shows the last couple Sundays, and I've been out of work, so I've been able to stay up and listen to him.
Well, Jerry, you're very informative. I'm learning all kinds of things from you today, but no, the MP3 stream is just fine, my friend.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Hit refresh.
I got that on the computer right now. You guys have a blessed day.
Okay, thanks, Jer. Appreciate it. Oh, boy.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
You can't handle the truth!
Oh! Thank you, Jack. But yes, we can. We can handle the truth over here. Truth of the matter is, Michael Snyder over at Economic Collapse, talking about what went on last week in the markets. And he asked the question, is this the state of the art? Or, I'm sorry, is this the start of the next major financial crisis? And I want to get into this a little bit in next hour. Because, we've been told it's just the... it's just the oil prices falling. Yeah, that's it. That caused some carnage on the stock market. Well, yes, but it's more no than yes. And we'll get into that a little bit more next hour. Continuing with Ron McDonald, author of They Own It All, Including You, by Way of Toxic Currency. And there's people in this country that still think that there's such a thing as inflation, Ron, and not devaluation. They must be reading the Keynesian Book of Economics. We'll take the top of the hour break. And by the way, the reason why we take the top of the hour break is because Republic Broadcasting Network is adding commercial stick broadcasting AM and FM stations, so we got to give the station some. Otherwise, they won't pick up the programming and they won't survive. So, there you have the explanation. We'll be right back.